Death can be a hard thing to think about. Death can be a really hard thing to talk about. It reminds us of our weakness. It reminds us of our powerlessness. Death can make us sad. And death can make us scared. And it can make us angry. Death brings a sense of loss, a sense of regret. Death can lead to lots of if-onlys. Death can feel like the end of something or the end of someone. But today, we're going to think about some wonderful words of the Lord Jesus, words that give us real hope and real confidence in the face of death. All summer, we've been thinking about the I am sayings of Jesus. And today we get to John chapter 11. Keep your Bibles open at John chapter 11 and have a look at verse 25. John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. What does Jesus mean when he says this? Well, I'm going to ask Theo, who's my son, to come out to the front. And Theo, without injuring your dad, I want you to try and punch a hole in this word death for me. Okay. yeah, thanks, Theo. He had a, just in case, we had a sharp tool that we found in the garden. When Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life, it means he is the one who can bring life out of death. Have another look at verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. You see, sadly, people do die. But even though people die, when we believe in Jesus, he gives us life after death. Jesus brings life out of death. Have a look at what else we learn about life, this life that Jesus gives in verse 26. Whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Notice there's something present in that verse and also something future. What's the present thing? Well, Jesus says, whoever lives by believing in me. The life that Jesus gives, it starts now. Later on in the book of John, Jesus will say this. We'll pop it up on the screen. Jesus says, this is eternal life, that they may know you and the one you sent. This life, true life, real life, eternal life, knowing God and knowing Jesus, it's a life that starts now, the moment we believe in Jesus. That's the present thing. There's a life to be enjoyed now. But there's also a future thing. Verse 26, whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Yes, we get older. Yes, we decay. Yes, one day our bodies will die. Jesus has just talked about that at the end of verse 25. As the song Amazing Grace puts it, we're going to be singing this song a little bit later on, mortal life will cease. Nevertheless, as Amazing Grace also puts it, we shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. The life that Jesus gives, it lasts forever. And so in that sense, those who believe in Jesus, they never die. As we read in Romans, death cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, because Jesus brings life out of death. We'll have a look at the last four words of verse 26. Do you believe this? It was great to have the Bible reading stop at that point, wasn't it? This is the question Jesus asks Martha, and it's the question that he asks us through John chapter 11 this morning. Do you believe this? Do we really believe that Jesus is the one who brings life out of death? The only one who brings life out of death. Well, Jesus does something in John chapter 11 to prove that he can do it. And we're going to have a think about this in a moment or two, but just before that, we're going to sing another song about the sin-smashing, death-crushing super saviour. So, let's stand together and sing. So, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He's the one who brings life out of death. And now we're going to see Jesus doing something to prove that he really can do it. And I have some helpers to help me. So, Theo's going to come out again and stand over here. Theo, there's a microphone just down there. You can turn it on because you might need it. Just below this speaker. See down there? There we go. Yeah. It's camouflage. There we go. There it is. Great. So Theo is going to pretend to be Jesus. Now, we do need some disciples. Would anyone like to come and be one of Jesus' disciples? Maybe just sit on the stage in front of Theo just here. Anybody. If Emily would like to come, or Rafi, do you want to come and be a disciple? Or we've got Rex over here. Brilliant. Is it Abner? Do you want to come and be a disciple over here? Brilliant. So we've got a little flock of disciples. Here we go. Good. So we've got Jesus. Now, I've also got Joanna and Phoebe, who are going to be Mary and Martha, over here for us. So you just need to stand here. So perhaps if, Phoebe, if you just stand at the front there in the corner, and then Joanna, if you, on the stage, and then if Joanna, you stand behind. Good. So we've got Mary and Martha. We've got Jesus. We've got a load of disciples. Don't worry too much about the black cloth there. Sadly, Mary and Martha had a brother, Lazarus, who was very, very ill. And Lazarus was also one of Jesus' friends. So, Mary and Martha sent a message to Jesus to explain about Lazarus. Now, Ollie's going to be our messenger. So, here we go. Brilliant. Got Ollie. Probably would have taken the messenger about a day to get there. Here he comes. It's a long journey. And when the messenger arrived, this is what the messenger said. In fact, do you want to give the microphone to Ollie? Is it switched on? Yeah, brilliant. The messenger said, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Lazarus, your friend who you love.
Lazarus, your friend who you love.
Lazarus is really sick.
Lazarus is really sick.
So this is the message that came to Jesus. Well, have a look in your Bibles, chapter 11, verse 4. Look at Jesus' response. When he heard this, Jesus said, this illness will not end in death.
This illness will not end in death.
No, it is for God's glory.
No, it is for God's glory.
So that God's Son may be glorified through it.
So that God's Son may be glorified through it.
So God has a plan to show his glory and to show how glorious Jesus is. And that plan involved Jesus staying where he was for a further 2 days. Have a look at verse 11, everybody. Verse 11 of chapter 11. After Jesus had said this, he went on to tell his disciples, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep.
Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep.
But I am going there to wake him up.
But I am going there to wake him up.
His disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better. But Jesus had been speaking about his death. But his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead.
Lazarus is dead.
And for your sake, I am glad I was not there.
And for your sake, I am glad I was not there.
So that you may believe, but let us go to him.
So that you may believe, so let us go to him.
Now in a moment, we will see that Jesus weeps when he arrives at the tomb. When he arrives at the place where Lazarus was buried. But as we've just read, Jesus was also glad about something. You know what? Jesus was looking forward to being able to do something that would help his disciples believe. Jesus was looking forward to be able to show something that would prove that he really is the one who can bring life out of death. So after 2 days, Jesus and his disciples, they went to where Mary and Martha lived. And it probably took them about a day to get there, but let's not take a day to get there because we haven't got time. So over you come. Good, so brilliant. Ollie, if you stand there, and then Theo, and then all the disciples, if you want to come. And disciples, if you can just sit down so people can still see the tomb. That's it. So sit down there in front of Jesus and the messenger. Good. Brilliant. Over here. Fantastic. Brilliant. Perfect. That's brilliant. Great. Great stuff. So it took them about a day to get there. Now have a look at verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Can we see four fingers? Four fingers, disciples. 4 days now. So it seems that sadly, Lazarus had died, maybe even as the messenger was coming to tell Jesus that he was ill. And so his body has been inside the tomb for 4 days. Let's see your four fingers again. 4 days. Lazarus's body's been in the tomb. So loads of people had gathered to comfort Mary and Martha and to mourn with them. But let's read what happened. Look at verse 33, everybody. Verse 33. When Jesus saw Mary weeping and the Jews who'd come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? Jesus said.
Where have you laid him?
Come and see, Lord, they replied. And Jesus wept. Isn't this amazing? Here we have the Lord Jesus, the Word become flesh, coming face to face with the death of his friend. And we read that he is deeply troubled. We might say deeply angry, deeply saddened about death. Here we have one who can truly sympathize with us, even empathize with us in the face of death, embracing, experiencing our pain. The Word become flesh. But wonderfully, the story does not end here. Look at verse 38, everybody. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said.
Take away the stone.
Now Martha, who's Phoebe, she was a bit concerned about this because, the smell, body's been in the tomb for 4 days. Nevertheless, the stone was rolled away. There we go, very heavy stone. And then Jesus called out in a loud voice,
Lazarus, come out.
It's Lazarus, everybody. Strips of linen and cloth, and the dead man came out. That's what it says. It's like it's mocking death. The dead man comes out because he's not dead anymore. He's alive. Jesus proves he truly does have the power to bring life out of death. Well, let's give our volunteers a huge round of applause for their hard work. Thank you very much for your help, everybody. Let's come back to Jesus' question then in verse 26. Do you remember the question? End of verse 26. Do you believe this? Do you believe this, that Jesus brings life out of death? Martha's answer is absolutely fantastic. Look at Martha's answer. Verse 27. Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Now that is almost word for word exactly what John says his whole gospel is about. Do you remember that key verse in John chapter 20, verse 30? We'll pop it up on the screen. This is what John says his whole book's about. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. So the question for us to think about this morning is, do we believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe that Jesus is the one who can bring life out of death? If we do believe it, it does not mean that death isn't sad. We have seen Jesus weep today, haven't we, at the tomb. And he knows exactly how powerful he is. And he knows what he's about to do. And yet he weeps in the face of death. No, we mourn when we encounter death. And we mourn with others who mourn, just like Jesus did. But here's the key thing. We don't mourn as those who have no hope. We don't mourn as those who have no hope. We have a sure and certain hope that in the midst of sadness, Jesus can and does bring life out of death. And this isn't some kind of airy-fairy kind of hoping for the best. This is based on evidence. We've just seen, haven't we, in John chapter 11, what Jesus does in the case of Lazarus. We have even greater proof than even Lazarus, don't we? Because we have the death and resurrection of Jesus himself. And there are hints all the way through John chapter 11 pointing us to the fact that this is where Jesus is actually heading. Do you remember in verses 7 and 8, as it was read earlier, when Jesus says he's going back to Judea to where Mary and Martha were, verse 8 says he's going back to the place where people are trying to stone him. So when Jesus goes back to Judea, he's not just going to the place where Lazarus died, to the place of Lazarus' death, he's also going to the place of his own forthcoming death. We thought about Jesus, the good shepherd, last week, didn't we? I am the good shepherd, Jesus said. Well, he's going to the place where he will lay down his life for the sheep, only to take his life back up again. That was last week's I am saying. And when we read about the tomb and the stone and the cloth and the grave clothes and all of that, well, it's hard not to think about the tomb in John's gospel. The stone, the cloth, the grave clothes that were cast aside by the risen Lord Jesus as he rose from the dead. Jesus brings life out of death, and ultimately he proves it, and he provides it. This is how he gives the life that starts now and lasts forever, by giving his own life, where he bore our sin, and through his death-conquering resurrection as he rose from the dead. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I'm the one who brings life out of death. And so let's believe it and enjoy the life that he gives that starts now and lasts forever.